Well, New Zealand's Sale GP team, the Black Foyles, are still top of the table this season, despite some mixed results in Bermuda. Spain won the latest race overnight, with New Zealand finishing second, Australia in third. On the first day of racing, the Black Foyles came third, fourth and fourth again, and won one race overnight. That puts New Zealand on 77 points for the season, Australia 67 and Spain on 65. With us now is AUT sailing expert Professor Mark Oram's. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena, Ingrid.
Yeah, so there was a bit of shifting around in those placings overnight. New Zealand was, well, fourth heading into that final day. I was going to ask if there was a way back, and it seemed that there was.
Yes, it appears that Peter Burling and co have adopted a strategy now where they're quite conservative on day one, particularly on their start. What they're trying to do is just manage the risk of what happened to Australia in Lyttelton, of a major calamity that really ends up either wrecking their boat or forcing a lot of penalty points on them. They're at the top of the table, and the end game for them is to ensure they're in the top three going into the finals in San Francisco.
When you talk about the calamity, the Americans had a spectacular, horrific accident, really. What happened there over the weekend?
Yeah, so it just goes to show that these boats, while the top people make it look really easy, it doesn't take much to go wrong to end up in a major calamity. And it's just a real a lucky outcome that nobody was seriously injured in that capsize from the USA. So they just simply got it wrong in a practice race where their main wing inverted. So in effect, it went the wrong way round, and that immediately flipped the boat. And as we saw, when you've got the thing on its side, it's quite hard to stay in it, and they dropped most of their crew down onto the wing.
How far was that fall?
Oh, that's over 10 metres. So,
wow,
you know,
yeah,
it's a pretty significant fall, and there's a lot of carbon fibre in the wing that they landed on. So, yeah, some bruising, but no major injuries. So that's very fortunate.
Yes, indeed. Okay, just tell us finally, so this is part of a series, and it all culminates in San Francisco. So what happens from here?
Yes, so there's two more events. The next one's Halifax, Canada on the 1st and 2nd of June. And then the penultimate one is in New York. So both the next two are on the East Coast of the United States. And then the grand final, which is the $2 million winner-take-all event, which is the big game that both New Zealand and Australia are absolutely gunning for, is in San Francisco. Now, the Aussies are the ones to knock off the perch. They've won the first three seasons straight. They've been leading all the way through this season until that major crash and the penalties that resulted from Lyttelton. So, you know, the Kiwis have very much got their eye on the Aussies, and we saw that in the final overnight in Bermuda. So a good outcome for the Kiwis, even though they didn't win the event. They gained a couple of points on Australia, and that's the important issue in the bigger picture.
Great. Thanks for explaining all of that to us this morning. That is AUT sailing expert, Professor Mark Oram.